You're listening to Here and Now. Every month, we send reporters into the field to talk with different communities that exist within our coverage area. Well, last night, Illinois Public Media's Scott Cameron went out and met with members of the Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice. Now, we set up these conversations to understand the aspirations of the communities we serve and the roadblocks they face while trying to reach these goals. And in the end, we use these conversations to inform our reporting. Well, Scott, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about this organization and what their goals are.
Sure. Well, you know, with a name like Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice, you know they have an ambitious agenda, I'll put it that way. And what I heard last night, you know, the members talked about a society where we live in, where they describe these parallel realities and what they see as parallel justice systems. They describe one system, one reality for people of color, another for white people, one for poor people, one for people of means, one for working class people, and then, as they described it, another system set up for people who are associated with the university and maybe a little bit wealthier, live in certain areas, certain communities, and as they described it, don't cross, tend to cross many boundaries. And they're working. I heard the word fairness a lot last night, social justice. These are the issues that are important to them, and they're trying to bring the community together to find solutions to some of these issues.
So trying to unify these different communities in a way. And so what specifically are they doing? What projects are they doing?
Mm-hmm. They've got a bunch going on. You know, it's a group I met last night with, I think, four of the leaders from the group and a couple of the founders as well. You know, but this is a group who can reach out and pull together a rally, you know, once a year at least, around big issues with several hundred people who come together and support what they're trying to do. I asked them what kind of community it was that they hoped to build, and one member pointed to themselves as one example. You know, this is a very diverse group. They have very honest conversations. They argue about things, but in the end come together, and to them, that makes them stronger, and they would like to see that happen in the community at large as well, that kind of equality of within the group and within society at large, I guess. You know, one woman said, I said, when I asked what kind of community you want, she said, well, I want democracy, and she had a very specific meaning for that. You know, she defined that as having the information we need to make decisions that affect our lives, being able to see the consequences of what they do in participating in this democracy, and based on all of that, that they're allowed and are able to change their minds about how they want to participate going forward. And I heard, you know, varying levels of, not excitement so much, but of how far we've come versus how far we have to go. But it's something they're still talking about.
So what was your takeaway at this meeting, and what did you learn, and what did they want you to sort of bring back and talk about?
I think it's a better understanding of some of the issues that they see pretty clearly that we face here. One woman described a siege, as she called it, a siege mentality, particularly among Black women in our community, who see in many cases their children taken from them by the criminal justice system or by DCFS, as she described it, with very little reason, as she sees it. And she's trying to keep families together. Another man talked about the incredible unemployment rate, particularly young African-American men in the community, and how that drives many of these things. The jail system, which is largely populated by, again, African-American men, young African-American men. Discrepancies all across the board and when it comes to the criminal justice system, and inequalities that they are trying to see taken care of, as well as different aspects of violence in the community, and they would like to see everybody held to the same standard. I heard that a couple of times, where they sometimes see the justice system and police and courts held to a different standard than civilians, and they were careful to say they're not anti-police. They just want fairness, no matter who you are.
So if you want to learn more about this group, what should you do? Where should you go?
Sure. They meet. Well, they have a website, of course, CU Citizens for Peace and Justice, and they meet every Saturday afternoon at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana.
Well, that was Illinois Public Media Scott Cameron, who recently met with the members of the Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice as part of our community conversations. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
This is Here and Now on AM 580.